Today's scripture comes from the prophet Ezekiel. The hand of the Holy One came upon me and brought me out by the Spirit of God and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. The Holy One led me around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" And I answered, "O Holy One, you know." Then she said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Holy One.' Thus says the Creator of the universe to the bones, 'I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am God, the Holy One.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise. There was a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then I heard, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Holy One, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may have life.' I prophesied as the Holy One commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then God said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore, prophesy to them and say to them, thus says the Holy One, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am God when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil, then you shall know that I have spoken and will act, says the Holy One, the Creator of the universe." For the Word of God in Scripture, for the Word of God among us, for the Word of God within us, thanks be to God.
All this week, I have had an earworm, one of those songs that gets stuck in your head and you can't get rid of it. So I just thought generously I would share it with the rest of you, and maybe you could have an earworm this week. Just kidding. The song is, and if you were here, I would ask you to raise your hand if you knew it. The song is from the first part of the 1900s, the 1920s and 30s, and maybe you can guess it. It is a song that James Weldon Johnson wrote called "Ezekiel Cried Them Dry Bones." And my college choir sang it at every single concert, which is why I've been singing it all week. It starts out, "Ezekiel cried them dry bones, Ezekiel cried them dry bones, Ezekiel," that was the basis, "cried them dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord, the toe bone connected to the foot bone connected to the heel bone connected to the ankle bone," and then it goes on all the way up to the head bone. And then they disconnect all the bones, and then they walk all around. If you haven't heard it, You should Google it. It's a lot of fun. It'll add some spice to your week. And maybe you can sing it along with me next time. So now, for our regularly scheduled sermon, if you have been following the Wilderness Lenten devotional booklet that we provided Plymouth members, you may have already read the poem, The Prayer for This Week by Sarah R. It begins, I used to think the wilderness would never end. I called my mom and I asked, does time really heal wounds? Do the pieces ever fall back into place? Does the wilderness go on forever? So she told me about the horizon. She said, there is an edge where the earth meets the sky. And when you're there, you will see daisies in the sidewalk and sun after the rain. I asked her to draw me a map. And she cried because she knew this road was mine to walk. But she promised to wait for me day in and day out for as long as the wilderness raged. When we set out on this Lenten wilderness journey on Ash Wednesday, we had no idea what this year's journey had in store for us, for our community, for our country, for our world. The phrases social distancing and lockdown and shelter in place and live streaming worship and Zoom Sunday school and no toilet paper available were not yet in our vocabulary. And now here we are 2 weeks before Easter, and we are deep into a kind of wilderness not experienced in this country for over 100 years. This wilderness rages on and will continue even as we celebrate Easter and resurrection. We do not yet see the horizon the poet's mother describes. We are still early in this new kind of wilderness journey. So how do we get our bearings? How do we stay the course? In the 5th century BCE, the Hebrew prophet Ezekiel prophesied to his people who were in the wilderness of exile and oppression. They could not see, maybe even imagine, a horizon, a light at the end of a tunnel. The Hebrew people, the nation of Israel, had been divided and conquered. Jerusalem had fallen under the Babylonian Empire. Many of its inhabitants, including Ezekiel, had been taken into exile in Babylonia. Many were executed as criminal enemies of the oppressor. They were in a strange land with strange new rules, and they were fearful for their lives, for their way of life as the Hebrew people, as the people of Yahweh, the Holy One, their God. Sounds a bit familiar. That part about a strange land with strange new rules and being fearful for life. In the midst of it all, the prophet Ezekiel is given the vision that Hal just read for us. Perhaps in a dream or a prayer, perhaps in a meditative trance, the hand and the spirit of the Holy One transports Ezekiel to a dry and barren valley filled with dry bones. Have you ever seen pictures of ancient crypts where the bones of ancient ancestors have been sorted into piles. The skulls over here, the leg bones over this way, the arm bones here. It's to make space for more burials. Like those pictures, this valley was a chilling sight. Dry bones on dry land, perhaps whitened by glaring sun. The Holy One asked the prophet, "Mortal? Human one? Can these bones live?" Ezekiel has the presence of mind to stammer, "Only you know, Holy God," instead of what I might have said, is it, what in the world, God? How would I know? Ezekiel seems highly aware of the power differential that's present, highly aware that he is human in the presence of the Holy One, the creator of the universe. Now, this creator, God, could have just made the bones to live all by God's self. But you notice that God didn't do that. God has a larger agenda in mind than just raising bones from the dead. The Holy One is also sharing the resurrection power with the human one. The prophet, through the power of prophecy and proclamation, prophesy to the bones, human one, that they may live. Tell the bones what I, creator of all, will do for them. They will have flesh and breath, and I will take them out of their graves, out of their oppression, and bring them into their own land again, the land of promise that I gave to them. And they shall be my people. And my people will know that I am their God, the one, the creator of all humankind and all the earth. The human prophet prophesies in the power of the Spirit of God to the bones. And they come together and they stand up and sinew and flesh grow on them. And the human prophet prophesies once again, calls out to the breath, the ruach, the breath of the living Spirit of God that brooded over unformed creation in the first verses of the Genesis creation account. And this breath of the living Spirit of God comes into the bodies that were once dry bones, and they breathe. They breathe. There is new life. God and God's prophet work together in this resurrection vision. Scholars think that this story could have been the originator of the resurrection of the body tradition held by the Pharisees in Jesus' time. There is even a midrash, which is an interpretive story told about a scripture story from the Jewish Talmud that speaks specifically of the Jewish youth in exile who had been executed by the Babylonians. They were literally, in this story, brought back to bodily life, resurrected by Ezekiel's vision and prophecy. This vision brought courage and imagination and hope to our ancient ancestors of faith. Can we hear the hope of Ezekiel's vision with new ears in our own time of exile and lockdown and quarantine and sheltering in place? Our Northern Colorado hospital ICUs are not yet at capacity with those with COVID-19, and yet we hear reports, new reports, it seems almost hourly, about where this is happening now and or will happen very soon. Collectively, we feel this oppression of this viral threat that has come over our whole world. We glimpse the fear and grief of people enslaved by an oppressor with no end date for deliverance. We are in exile from one another, from family across the country, across the world, and our wilderness journey rages on. Can this holy story bring us a new vision for our dry bones of fear and grief and loneliness? Can our bones live again? What about the tired, dry bones of all our medical workers on the front line of this pandemic? The tired bones of those who stock the grocery shelves, who deliver the groceries, who move supplies across the country? The tired bones of the unemployed, the tired bones of hospitality workers and artists and musicians and actors and all of those who have been furloughed or fired and are wondering how they are going to pay the bills. Our poet tells us in her poem that in her wilderness she walked. And it felt like 40 days, and it hurt like 40 nights. She could only wave to the people she passed in the wilderness. We tipped our hats to one another, silently recognizing the weight we each carried. My friends, just as the prophet Ezekiel was called to work with the power of the Holy One in prophesying to his people, through his story, we hear the call of prophecy as we walk through this wilderness of pandemic. With help from the Spirit of the living God, our eyes and hearts can be opened to recognize and acknowledge the weight that each one of us carries. And though we are separated by distance, we can share that weight through prayer, through phone calls and Zoom calls, and through staying home and washing our hands and using our hand sanitizer and sharing our toilet paper, through making masks for those on the medical front lines, as many in our prayer shawl knitting group are doing, through homeschooling our children, for carrying on with jobs at home, through finishing a high school or a college semester, delivering groceries to one of our cherished elders or those with underlying conditions who should not be out and about, through paying forward for some services, such as house cleaning or massage or haircuts, to help those people who are out of work. All these seemingly mundane things that have become our daily lives can be, with holy intention, like the prophet's cry. Like the prophet's cry in the wilderness. Dry bones. You can live again. You will live again. Hear the word of God's holy and saving power of love. Each prayer we pray and each small act of kindness we do, and each time we keep putting one foot in front of the other in a time of fear, is like the prophet's cry. Listen to the voice of your Creator bringing you vision and hope and the breath of God's life. Stand up and breathe in the Spirit of God. My friends, we are called in this time to be prophets. working with God's power and light to bring hope to our family and friends, to the checker in the grocery line, to all those we may have occasion to tip our hat to in this wilderness. And one day, like the poet, we will approach the horizon and realize the earth always kisses the sky. And the wilderness has turned into a garden. And we have made it out alive. Those we love, like the poet's mother, will be there waiting for us. We will hug again there at the earth's edge and whisper in one another's ears, God was the gardener. We have nothing to fear. Be prophets, my friends. If someone asks you for a map in this wilderness, if you find yourself asking for that map, remember that God, who dwells in the faith of each of us, is our map. And God is planting seeds, hoping to turn this wilderness into a garden. All of us are daily planting seeds through the power of God's living spirit. As long as the wilderness rages on, we are called as prophets to never stop looking for one another, to continue seeking that garden on the horizon where the earth kisses the sky. Through our ancient prophet, we hear the assurance of the living God. I will pour my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you on your home soil. Then you shall know that I have spoken and will act. Share this good news. Be a prophet. Amen.